Welcome to another episode of the Live by Design podcast, your go-to place for ditching those pesky feelings of overwhelm, conquering the fear of failure, and releasing those perfectionist tendencies that have kept you feeling stuck. And speaking of feeling stuck, that is exactly what we're discussing today. That is analysis paralysis. Today, I'm sharing a discussion I had with Amy Traw, business strategist, founder of the Moms on a Mission community, and host of the Motivated CEO podcast. In this episode, Amy shares her own struggles with indecision and how she learned to embrace fear as a catalyst for growth and change. Her story is a testament to the power of taking messy action, I am so here for that, and stepping boldly into the unknown, which is the encouragement I know I need to hear. If the topics of the fear of failure, perfectionism, and analysis paralysis resonate with you, then this conversation was recorded with you in mind, friend. Amy's wisdom shines as she offers practical tips and exercises to help us move past being stuck so we can start living a more intentional and fulfilling life. So whether you're grappling with big life decisions or fall into a cycle of overthinking, this episode is for you. Let's get ready to challenge your mindset and discover the freedom that comes with embracing fear and taking messy action. So without further ado, let's jump into the conversation. Hey friend, and welcome to the Live by Design podcast, where we choose to live by design and not by default. I'm your host, Kate House, behavior change specialist, empowerment coach, top 2% globally ranked podcaster, keynote speaker, soon to be author, and your guide to navigating life with confidence, clarity, and purpose. Each week on the show, I'm going to teach you how to be the architect of your extraordinary life through exploring my signature method, the Live by Design Blueprint. Together, let's explore powerful habits, mindset shifts, goals with soul, self-awareness, and lifelong learning, all while cultivating joy and practicing gratitude each step of the way. I'm here to be the voice of a friend and to support as many of us high-achieving, goal-oriented women on our intentional living journey as we ditch the overwhelm, get unstuck, and take purpose-aligned action. So what do you say, friend? Let's live by design and not default together. Hey, Amy, welcome to the Live by Design podcast. I am so thrilled to have you here today.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Kate, for this opportunity. I am so excited to dive in and just have another awesome conversation with you.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, friends. So Amy and I recorded yesterday for her show, which she's going to tell you all about in just a second. And we're hopping on the mic again today for Live by Design. So it has been so much fun to just have this ray of sunshine that is Amy in my life this week. So Amy, for anyone who's listening and they aren't yet familiar with you and the incredible work that you do and just the way that you show up and like light up this world, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're all about?
Sure. So I always like to start by saying, I am no different than you. I am a mom. I am a mom first and foremost from Northeast Ohio, but it's easy to see people that, you know, give these bios of all of our accomplishments and be like, wow, like she must have like some secret like spice to her life. Like, no, like my life is normal. Like I come from a career in healthcare and now I am a business strategist. It's been a wild journey, but what I do, I help service providers generate the consistent sales that they want in their business to create the impact they desire without sacrificing their two most valuable assets, time and energy. And I do this through my signature CEO framework. I have a podcast, like you said, and then coming in March of next year, I'm launching a book so I can add author to the resume. But I sit here today to just give you the proof that it's possible. That if you are just going through the motions in your life right now, like just please know, like I've been there and that messy middle is hard. It's so hard when you finally realize that, okay, I've been going through life checking someone else's boxes and it's not aligned anymore. So borrow the belief from me that you can make a choice to make a change. And it's messy, it's crazy, but we're going to teach you exactly how to do that.
Oh, I love that so much, Amy. I hear you share and I get like all fired up. I'm like, yes, let's do the thing.
Yeah, because we both spent a lot of time checking other people's boxes. You and I both did it. And I think there's a lot of us out there that are living lives where it's like, we're happy. It's not that we're not happy. It's not that we're not grateful. It's just, we don't really feel fulfilled by it anymore.
Yes, exactly. And it's wild too. Sometimes the things that, you know, maybe ourself of 5 years ago really was content and really was happy, but we've continued to grow and evolve and shift. And maybe we have new desires and new wants for ourselves. And I love that you said, like, borrow the belief from you, right? Like, I always, like, one of our best performing episodes ever was, I called it like a back to school permission slip. It was in the fall of last year. And it was like, here is your permission slip to do whatever the thing is that's on your heart that you want to do, but you haven't done yet. And it's amazing how often we just need someone to like whisper in our ear, like, it's okay. Like, you can do this. Like, just that little bit of encouragement.
Exactly. Because we're always seeking this external validation. We're always looking outside of ourselves for all of these answers. But the fact is, we have all the answers within ourselves. A lot of times it's just a matter of getting quiet enough to listen. And as you're going through life, as you're navigating life, depending on the season you're in, it's hard. It's hard because you're sacrificing constantly. You're pouring into these little people. You may be caring for a loved one. There's so many different seasons of life, but you have all of the answers within you. And absolutely giving yourself permission to live a life by design, as you talk about all the time, that's step one, is really trusting yourself, trusting your intuition, and realizing that the only person you need permission from is you. It's yourself.
Yes, I love that. And I think you and I, you know, we have so many similarities in our experiences. And I'm really curious, because I know oftentimes we like to teach from a place of our own experience, right? So, you know, I want to help others live by design and not by default, and like hopefully teach a way that is a lot less circuitous than the path that I took, right? Like, let's make this a little easier. And so I'm curious. So I kind of had an aha moment. I jokingly call it my quarter life crisis I had at 25 when I realized, like, yep, been ticking everyone else's boxes and I just don't feel fulfilled. Like, I need a shift, right? So did you have a moment like that, or was it kind of, or was it slower and it was more just like a gradual dawning that you realized?
So both. I didn't realize it at the time, but there have been signs for years that I just, you know, you're going through life, you're busy, you're on autopilot, you're focusing on everyone else except for yourself. And then the year 2020 happened and the world shut down. My kids were in kindergarten and preschool at the time. And I was working in a career that I thought I'd be in the rest of my life. You know, I worked so hard to get my degree, to get my license as a physical therapist. And then it was like, wait a minute, what am I doing? What am I doing? And the pandemic hit, and suddenly I was faced with the decision, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with our kids? Like, I have to work. My husband has to work. He worked in healthcare too, so he was frontline. It's like, how are we going to make this work?
Yeah.
Well, as Marie Forleo says, you know, everything is figure outable, and it may not make sense at the time, but in retrospect, like, everything is so crystal clear. So once we survived the homeschooling piece, which I am not the Pinterest perfect mom, like, I struggled big time. Like, kudos to all of you, like, super crafty mamas, that is your superpower. That is what you love. Like, that's awesome. But I still remember once we survived homeschooling, I was sitting outside watching the kids play, and life just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, oh my gosh, I am missing this. No matter how much money I make, no matter how successful I am on paper, no matter how many of the things that I've always wanted that I have, I can't buy back this time. I literally cannot teleport myself back in time to this moment. And it was at that moment I knew that something had to change. And I didn't know what at the time, it was scary coming to that realization that this career that I had worked so hard for, literally, like, I was living my dream. I had so much guilt. And, you know, that just, like, triggers all the emotions, like the ugly cry. You know, your kids are like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. What's wrong with me? You know, just like having that, like, years of just tension just, like, released and just hit me. And it just really put things into perspective. In life, we're constantly banking on the future, right? We're always thinking we have these guarantees of this healthy retirement, that then we can travel, then we can check off all those things on our bucket list, that one day we get to live. But here's the thing, today, this moment, right now, that's the only guarantee that we have. So if I'm not happy, why am I not making the choice to make a change? This is my life and I get to choose. So if I'm not happy, I need to take the chances. I need to take those risks in order to fully step into the person that I know I'm meant to be. And that's scary. That's a really, really uncertain thing because I'm the overanalyzer. Like, I am the queen of getting stuck in, like, decision, like, analysis paralysis. Like, I am the overanalyzer. Yeah. I wanted to have everything figured out, and not knowing that, that was a little messy. And it's still, you know, I look back and I'm like, wow, that took a lot of twists and turns, but it was in taking that messy action that I was able to make progress to get out of that indecision.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love the saying that action creates clarity. And as you're sharing, like, that's what I'm pulling out is, like, yes, like, taking action got you out of that indecision. And I know this is an area of expertise for you, this idea of, you know, having this desire for a shift or a change, and this idea of implementation, or sometimes the lack thereof. So I'm curious, in your own experience, you know, personally, but also as in your career, in what you do now, how do you see this, the implementation or the lack thereof, kind of manifest with the women you work with?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Because we get stuck in our heads, right? Yeah. We get tricked into thinking that consuming information is the same as actually implementing the information out there, because our world's noisy, right? So all of the answers that we need to do anything, they're out there. We have so much technology in the palm of our hand, with our phones, with Google. You can ask Siri, you know, like ChatGPT, all of these things. It's wild when you think about it. But what we do is we think then that we need to know more. We need to take another course. We need another certification. We need more, 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 more. And we're on this consumption overload because we think that we're actually doing something because we're consuming. But the key is actually implementing, taking that information and actually taking action. And that's scary. That's really scary because it involves being a beginner again. And nobody really likes to be a beginner, but that is so key. The first time you start to do anything, most of the time you're not going to be very good at it. And that's okay. Embracing that. You know, as a mom, I love the example of when my kids were learning how to ride a bike. They didn't just hop on and start riding. They got on, they fell off. They got on, they fell off. They kept trying. And the more they practiced, the better they got. I didn't expect them to get on that bike and just take off day one. And I think the same is true with us. We have to give ourselves a little bit of grace and give ourselves, again, permission to be a beginner, permission to get it wrong, permission to, quote unquote, fail. And when you think about it, there's really no such thing as failure. It's just feedback. It's feedback teaching us something. If we can learn something from what others call, quote unquote, a failure, it's not failure. It's simply providing us feedback that we can use as fuel for our growth, because we're figuring out, okay, this didn't work. Or, okay, yeah, this worked really great. It's, again, it's action creates clarity, right? And it's in the doing that we get results. It's in the doing that we figure it out as we go.
Yes. Oh, I love this so much, Amy. And it's actually really validating to hear. So I host the Live by Design Collective, which is our community of women. We get together every month and it's all about living by design and not by default. So we study different personal growth areas of personal growth and health and wellness. And we have a night where we learn in our masterclass each month. We have a night where we journal. We have a couple habit hacking parties, lots of fun things that happen in there, or habit planning parties, I should say. But the reason I created the collective was because I realized there were so many of us, myself included, in our community where we were like overlearning. It's like, you know, we read like book after book after book. We listened to all the podcasts. We watch all the YouTube channels, right? We're learning all of it, but we're not taking the time to slow down and implement what we're learning. And so then we just feel guilty because we're like, well, I know what I'm like, quote, supposed to do, but I'm not actually doing any of it because I'm just consuming and learning constantly. And it comes, oftentimes I find it comes from a good place. It's like this desire to learn and grow. But sometimes in this world of personal growth, it's like we inundate ourselves and then we're like, wait, but what parts of this work for me? And sometimes more importantly, what parts of what I learned do I want to be like, that's good, but like good for her, but not for me kind of thing, right? And so I love this reminder that like we can take a pause in the consumption, even the consumption of learning for that implementation and for that action taking. And I love that you talk about messy action because I don't know like if you've had this experience, but as a recovering perfectionist, I expect myself to be amazing at everything the second I start it. And like being a beginner is so hard. I love that you mentioned like being a beginner, giving yourself permission to be a beginner at. So what are some things, especially in this journey of yours since 2020, when you kind of had this moment of like, I can't get this time back. I'm going to make some shifts in my life. What are some things you gave yourself permission to be a beginner at that maybe now in hindsight, you're like, I feel pretty good about this now. But at the time, it was a little scary.
Oh my gosh, so many things. I mean, first and foremost, just having the permission to start my first business. Mm-hmm. I had no clue what I was doing. And here I am, you know, 3.5, almost 4 years later. Now I'm teaching others how to do that. But it's because I started that first business. It's because I raised my hand and said, I don't know what I'm doing. I know that I have this awesome service that I want to provide, but I don't know how to do it. You know, I know the actual service, but I don't know the business part of it. So it was learning, getting aligned with people that were where I wanted to be and admitting like, you know what, I need help. And I think as women, those are three words that are really, really hard for us to say is I need help because we want to be able to do it all ourselves. And we're just afraid of asking because we don't want to be a burden. We don't want to be a bother. But you need to ask for help. That is mandatory. And there are so many people when you raise your hand, say, you know what, I need some help, that are there to help you, that will pick you up when you fall down, that will hold you accountable. Because especially if you are a business owner, you have to hold yourself accountable. Even if you don't have a business, just holding yourself accountable to those healthy habits in your life, taking care of yourself. Because if you're not taking care of you, how are you going to be able to take care of others? You know, half the time we take care of our cell phones better than we take care of ourselves because, you know, we see this phone and this battery indicator goes into the red and we panic. We're like, oh my gosh, it needs recharged. Or you're actually taking the time to pour back into yourself, taking that time to pause and ask yourself, okay, are my basic needs met? Am I hungry? Am I tired? You know, what's going on with me? And I know it sounds silly, but if we're not taking that little bit of time to recharge ourselves, our battery's getting depleted. So we have to start treating ourselves better than we're treating technology. And another thing that I've really learned to embrace just that messy action, like we were just talking about, just allowing myself permission to do it messy, to just really detach from the outcome, because it's really easy to get wrapped up in our results that we're getting, whether it be business, whether it be life, and compare ourselves to everybody else. We do this a lot as moms. We're comparing our journey to someone else's journey. Well, everyone has different you're in a different season of life. Your kids have different needs. You have different support systems around you. There's so many different factors that we really need to focus on supporting one another and collaborating versus comparing ourselves with others. So for me, it really just boils down to, again, writing myself that permission slip to take that messy action, because if I didn't take messy action, I'd still be stuck in analysis paralysis. Uh-huh. I'd still be looking at every single option, taking all of the things, because we're taught to fear failure, right? Yeah. I mean, even look at the school systems, the traditional school systems, getting an F on a test, like that's bad, right? Like that was ingrained in me growing up. Like I don't want to let anybody down. I can't fail, because if I fail in this test, that must mean I'm a failure, right? Mm-hmm. And that was a narrative that I told myself. You know, my parents were always very supportive growing up. They're like, you know, just try your best. But to me, like I told myself that story. Yeah. So I think really making friends with fear and just detaching from the outcome has been so, so beneficial in my growth. Mm-hmm. And what that does too is it shows my kids that, you know what, it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to be a beginner. You're not going to be good at something on the first try, yeah, because they're always watching. Whether we like it or not, they're always watching.
Oh yeah, they totally are. I love that embracing fear, right? I actually have a tattoo on my wrist that says, do it scared. And love it. Like, for me, everything in my life that I just hold so dear almost always has come on the other side of a little bit of like feeling a little scared, a little trepidatious, right? Like starting the podcast, my first podcast episode, my voice is trembling because I was like scared to start and I was nervous and all the things, right? And I think about even like my parenting journey, like wanting to start our family, like I was a little scared. Like I'd never been pregnant before. What is that experience like? Like I have to birth a human. Like that sounds terrifying. Like, right? And then I have to raise it, like, you know, and all. And so, you know, that was a little scary. And, but now, you know, we have our baby boys and like, I love being their mom. Right. And so all these great things are even marrying my husband. You know, we were together for 5 or 6 years before we got married, but you know, choosing to spend the forever with somebody, it's a little scary, even when it feels so right. And so I love this reminder of like embracing a little bit of the fear and like letting yourself do it messy. It's just such a great, like, it just feels really permission giving. So Amy, I'm curious for the person who's listening, who, when they hear the words analysis paralysis and they're like, yep, hand raised, I feel seen. What is your biggest piece of advice for the person who falls into analysis paralysis? And it becomes this tool for procrastination, unwillingly, probably. What words of encouragement or advice would you have for that person that's like, I'm ready to kind of break out of that cycle, and I want to feel better taking that messy action, but maybe they just feel a little nervous or they don't know how? What would you tell her?
Oh my gosh. First of all, I would tell her congratulations, because awareness is the first step to change. And the fact that you're realizing this is amazing. And it means you're normal, you're human. And oh, if I could just give you the biggest hug right now, I would. Because yes, it happens. But what I tell that woman is take a deep breath. Take a deep breath first and just calm your nervous system down. Because what happens when we get into the cycle of analysis paralysis, we get stuck in thought loops and we can't see our way out. Mm-hmm. So first of all, take that deep breath. If you need to go, take a walk, move your body to clear your mind, get out of that thought pattern. And then once you come back, once you've cleared your head out, just ask yourself, okay, what is the next best step I can take? It doesn't have to be anything big. Yeah. I want you to take action, no matter how small that action is. Mm-hmm. So say you're like, okay, you know what? I've been really inspired by Kate. I want to start a podcast. All right. You know enough. Just add the mic to your cart. Stop analyzing all the options, because you can always pivot. You can always change your mind as you go. Mm-hmm. The first step out of indecision is making a decision. So you've made the decision to take action. Now it's time to figure out, okay, what is that next best action that I can take? Because action creates momentum. Momentum creates results. And then when we start getting those small wins, it releases that dopamine hit. So then we have more ambition to do more because we are seeking more rewards. So incentivize yourself. Be like, okay, I'm going to set up a little challenge for myself that if I post, you know, 3 times this week, at the end of the week, I'm going to go soak in the tub with a bath bomb, you know, incentivize yourself, you know, kind of gamify it and make it fun because you get to choose. And the other thing that's really helpful for me, because I still get stuck in this state, is just having those daily non-negotiables, whether that look like daily non-negotiables at home, in your business. There's so many different ways to do it. But what are those things each day that will help you make progress towards those goals? Again, you're giving yourself the permission to design a life that you love, a life on your terms. So keep those commitments to yourself. So say it's moving your body. Okay, when are you going to do that? And actually put it in your calendar to hold yourself accountable. And also giving yourself some grace, because depending on the season of life that you're in, life happens, right? So maybe that walk that you go on at lunchtime, maybe you had a sick kiddo and you couldn't take your lunchtime walk, but maybe once the kids go to bed and your husband gets home, maybe you can, you know, do some breath work or do some stretching. There's other ways that you can move your body. So just really having that flexibility and grace with yourself.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Amy, you're speaking my love language. Like, it's so nice when you can take a lens and look at your life and be like, what season of life am I actually in? Like, what is reasonable for me to want to be working towards or implementing in my own life, right? Because it's so easy to see all of our friends on social media, to see, you know, whomever outside of our own house doing the things. And we're like, well, I want to do it just like that. And like you said at the beginning of the show, like, we don't know their circumstances, their resources, you know, we don't know any of that necessarily. And so, like, let's do things in the season that we're in with the capacity that we have, but just to continue that implementation with whatever that capacity is. Oh, Amy, I love this. I could talk to you all day long, but in the effort or in the interest of keeping the episode, you know, actionable for our listeners, you know, lots of our gals are listening as they're headed to school drop off or they're at the gym, or I mean, myself included, you're in the shower, right? So,
yep.
Oh my gosh, all the multitasking. Well, Amy, I am so grateful to have you here for your incredible insight. And before we jump into, I know you've got this beautiful offer for everybody. I've got it here. We've got your guide on how to market your business without spending a dime. But before we hear about that, will you just tell us a little bit about your book coming out? Because when we drop this episode, your book will be coming out fairly soon. And I'd love to just share that with our community too.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for the opportunity. So if you are a business owner, solopreneur, wearing all the hats and just to the point where you're like, I don't know how to like continue this, like keep it going, how to really embody that CEO that I know I am of my business, I am releasing The Motivated CEO. So this will literally guide you through my framework that I have worked with hundreds of clients and shown them how to regain control of a business built around your life, business where you are truly the CEO. So we really break it down into 3 sections. We go through clarity, getting clear on what do you want your business to look like? Because at the end of the day, you get to choose. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. What do you want? Then we go into establishing systems and automations to really give you back time and energy, because it's exhausting when you're trying to do all of the things. There's so much technology out there right now that you can be leveraging, very low tech things as well, not just to automate your business, but to automate your life. And then we really get into an optimized organic marketing and sales strategy. How are we taking followers to buyers? You have this amazing product, amazing service, but how do you get people aware that you even exist? And then present the offer, the solution to the problem they have in a way that feels good. And then we go into unpacking some of the things that you and I discussed, all the fear the second guessing, all of those self-limiting beliefs that really pop up and can sabotage us and really keep us playing small. So this book is helping you really to step into the role of CEO and own it.
Ooh, I cannot wait to read it, Amy. I'm a voracious reader. So I'm putting it in the Amazon cart. I am so excited. And for everybody who's listening and they are an entrepreneur or they're a solopreneur and they're really excited to dive in even further, can you tell us a little bit about your free guide, the How to Market Your Business Without Spending a Dime?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, visibility is step one from moving someone that is unaware of you into being a buyer. So I'm breaking down strategies that you can use no matter what stage of business you're at that don't involve paid ads, that don't involve hours on end on social media, that get you out there, get you seen by your ideal target audience in order to make the sales that you want. Because if people aren't aware, you're not going to have anyone to sell to. And I'm a firm believer in that, you know what, if you have the solution to the problem that someone has, it's your responsibility to share it. And when you start to view sales as a solution, it just takes the ick factor out because you're just presenting an invitation. You're like, hey, you know, if you struggle with this, I have this to help you, and you're not going to be for everyone. And that's okay. That's a good thing. You get to run a business in a way that feels good to you.
Oh, Amy, I love this so much. So friends, whether you're in the car, you're in the shower, you're on the treadmill, we're going to have links for everything below in the show notes. So you can find the free guide. You can find a link to the book. And Amy, I know that you've got lots of great places for us to connect with you online. We've got the Motivated CEO podcast. We're doing a podcast swap, which we mentioned at the top of the show, which is so much fun. So definitely, friends, go over, find the Motivated CEO podcast, leave a 5-star rating. It means the world to us. But Amy, where are all the other places we can find and connect with you online?
Yeah. So I am most active over on Instagram at Amy Traw. And there you will find my link tree that has all of the links, all of the opt-ins, all of the fun things for you, the resources to truly help you thrive.
Love it. Oh my gosh, Amy, thank you so much for just being such a ray of sunshine in my week. I have loved getting to chat with you twice, 2 days in a row. It's just been such a joy. So thank you so much, Amy, and just for sharing your insights and your warmth and your knowledge with us today.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Kate. Like the feeling is totally mutual. I am so glad that our paths have intersected on this journey.
That brings us to the end of another Live by Design podcast episode. I had so much fun diving into today's topic with you, and I hope you're walking away with one action item that you're going to commit to implementing in your own life starting today. And speaking of ditching the overwhelm, getting unstuck, and taking action, I would love to get connected with you, friend. It's really me on the other end recording podcast episodes, answering emails, recording video responses, and I am dying to get to know you better. You can shoot me an email anytime over at kate@misskatehouse.com or send me a DM or a voice memo, love voice memos, over on Instagram @misskatehouse. I'd love to know your favorite takeaways from this episode, the action item you're committing to implementing, or how you're leaning into living by design and not by default in your current season of life. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please take a second to subscribe to the Live by Design podcast wherever it is you tune into your shows. And if you've enjoyed 3 or more of these content-packed episodes, I would be so ridiculously grateful if you do me the favor of opening up Apple Podcasts on your smartphone, find the Live by Design podcast with me, Kate House, and leave a 5-star rating for the show, and if possible, a simple 1-2-sentence review. Each new review that's left brings me so much joy. It makes my heart smile, and it helps us grow our community of growth-oriented women. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, friend. I'll be back in your earbuds again soon, and until that time, spread some joy, make someone smile.